detected the realm of the spirit and their activities. It was trying to get me to be, it ain't no point. Just a whole bunch of emotional stuff was starting to go on. And I recognized it right away, and I started coming against it and so on and so forth. And I drove it off. I freed myself from it. So God, the Holy Spirit in you, wants you to detect if you get up and you don't feel good and this and that and your back hurts, the blood of Jesus has healed you, and so, all these different things, you have to recognize and discern that you're under attack. And God's trying to build faith into you and to me. Amen? So he wants you feeling by the Spirit and by the Word of God and not by the works of the flesh. Because there's three enemies, the devil, the mind, and the world, you see. Well, sometimes worlds control churches and so on. The world controls churches and so on and so forth with religion and what have you. So we need to detect that stuff. The Holy Spirit helps us police spiritual activity. Amen? So once you become a detective under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you detect that, you see, and you have the answer what you're supposed to do about it, whether it's around someone else or around you or in your family, around your finances, you see. There is hindering spirits. And Paul battled it, and today, if you want to move on with God and his power and love Jesus and confess the cross, there's going to be hindering spirits. They're going to try to stop you from getting there. Amen? The Holy Spirit brings joy, love, and peace. Wrong spirits brings heaviness and unrest. So that's just two areas where you want to be a detective. You want to police if you have a heaviness, you see, and you've had these wrong feelings going on, that the Holy Spirit wants to come alive in you and give you the authority in the name of Jesus, start bringing scriptures to you, the blood of Jesus to you, and the authority in the name of Jesus to you, where you can run that off. And you may have to do it for half an hour. You may have to do it for an hour. It depends if it's taken root. So the quicker you police those activities and get into the Word of God, the better off you're going to be. And the quicker. See, we don't want them taking roots in our life. We don't want discouragement. We don't want heaviness. We don't want unrest. You know, have you ever felt like you can't get rest anywhere? You just kind of going seven different ways at once and so on and so forth. Well, you see, you police what activity of spiritual activity is going on your life. Doesn't mean he's in you, but he's throwing dots into your mind and so on and so forth. He's working with the emotions. You know, the enemy, Satan, is not always just drugs and booze and homosexuality and all that stuff. He's very sneaky. So it's good to police spiritual activity in your home, in your mind, daily. Amen? What are you hearing from? Are you oppressed? Are you depressed? Someone brought you stories that is controlling you and so on and so forth? So we want to police those spirits. Turn, if you would, please, Sue, in 1 Thessalonians 2:18. Hallelujah. Therefore, we wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and again, but Satan hindered me. Satan was trying to hinder me this morning. You see, if I come in a bad mood and I come in not built up and I don't come in refreshed and I don't come, then you people are going to receive that. Satan was trying to hinder me, and I know where I picked it up, and so on and so forth. And it's very, so I had to police the spiritual activity in my own life this morning. You see, he was trying to hinder me. And so I came against that. You know, sometimes he got Paul so depressed, Paul had to send Timothy in his place. You know that? So he went through tremendous battles, and there's still hindering spirits. So we have to police the spiritual activity or thoughts in our minds. Are we hearing from God? When you're blood-bought and you belong to him and you're the temple of the Holy Spirit and you have the mind of Christ, God wants you to operate in the mind of Christ, operate in the Word of God. Amen? He don't want you to flow into generational curses. He don't want you to flow in oppression, depression. So you've got to police the spiritual activity, and the Holy Spirit is in you to help you to do that. Amen? See, we can keep ourselves free all the time. This going deeper into the water that the Spirit of God spoke about this morning, I actually saw a dog shaking himself. And those little particles of water go everywhere. You know, I give my little dog a bath, and she's always wanting to shake before I'm done. And so I get a shower along with it. But the point being is, that's what will happen in your life. The anointing will come out of you, you see. I had three men approach me Friday night, and they could smell Jesus in here. Now, some people, and you know, it's three men. Usually women come up and tell me that stuff, not men. When men can smell it, it's pretty strong. Amen? Turn to Psalms 45, 7 and 8. If you would, Sue, please. I know you can't put them both up there at once, but... Read that right along. Read that, saints. Hallelujah. And though you love righteousness and have wicked, therefore God, your God has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. Go to 8. Now you see the oil that he mentions here? Hallelujah. Is the Holy Spirit. You see, we become the scented of Jesus. That's why you can smell. That's why Paul sent the handkerchiefs out. That's what they were smelling. These oils give off fragrances, and the fragrance is the scented Jesus. Now, if you can't smell them, don't go around. Listen, saints, these things are available to us, but if we don't police the spiritual activity, we will go with partial darkness and so on and so forth. God says he's anointed us. And the anointing wants to teach us. And you see, this whole smell of Jesus got into Paul's clothes. You remember he sent all this stuff off, and it had the scent of Jesus in him. And that's what they were smelling Friday. I've had this with this ministry. 30 years ago, we used to do Bible study on Dublin, and the people during the wintertime would come up the sidewalk and come in, and it was, I mean, like 10 below zero out and stuff like that. And they'd come in the house and say, I can smell roses and all kinds of things coming up this sidewalk. So what they were smelling Friday is this right here. The oils are the Holy Spirit. He brings the scented Jesus into your life. You can have it oozing out of you into your clothes. Do you know that? Well, if you've never heard this, and if you never desired it, you said, well, so-and-so, they said they smelt. I think he's a little, you see. But it's scriptural. So this takes us beyond our ability. So you want to please the spiritual activity. What are you sensing? Are you, is the Word of God in you coming alive in you? Well, you have to submit to God. You have to resist the devil. You have to police the spiritual activity in your life. You have to police the thoughts in your life. And the Holy Spirit is the one that helps you do that. Amen? So that's called discerning of spirits. Hallelujah. Turn, if you would, in Acts 16. Acts 16. Praise you, Jesus. Acts 16, we're looking at 17 and 18. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God. Now, it sounds right, but it's coming from another spirit. God who proclaims to us the way of salvation, that's 17. In 18, this she did for many days, but Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, said to what? In verse 18, it said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. See, he was policing that spirit by the Holy Spirit. He was discerning that. And that he didn't speak to her, right? See, a lot of times we jump on people instead, because we're in a spiritual battle. You got to speak to the Spirit. Amen? If you have a spirit of poverty, that's why it's important to police the spiritual activity in your life and thoughts in your mind by the Holy Spirit. Then you'll speak to the Spirit. If you have a lot of twisting, lying things about you or about coming into your mind and so on, that's Leviathan. And you got to speak to Leviathan in the name of Jesus. That's called discernment. You see, you're policing the spiritual realm. You're policing the spiritual thoughts that are in your mind that's putting you down. You see, a lot of people, we go to the world, and the world says, well, you got low esteem. Well, that may be an answer from a psychiatrist and so on and so forth. But the answer from the Word of God is, you got to police what's causing you to have low esteem. What's causing you to look at yourself as you're just nothing? You know, and you can't talk to people, and all these other things are coming into your life, shyness, and you're afraid to be bold, and so on and so forth. See, if we can learn to police that spiritual activity, you won't have low esteem, you won't have anger, you won't have bitterness, because you'll take authority over it. And you'll speak to the spirit of bitterness. You'll speak to the spirit of anger. You see what Paul done? He spoke to the spirit. Hallelujah. And she did for many days, but Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that very hour. I command you. He spoke to the spirit. See, sometimes we speak to cancer, we speak to multiple sclerosis, we speak to kidney problems. We need to be speaking to the spirit that's causing that. That's called policing the spirit realm, policing what is causing that disease in your body, because obviously the cross has healed you. The blood has healed you. These two come up here today and spelt it out very clearly. But you see, you know what it is? We daily, turn if you would to James 4, verse 7. Sue, please, James 4, verse 7. Hallelujah. Therefore, submit to God. So you can hear about the blood. You can hear about your forgiven and cleansed. But if you don't submit to God, you don't start speaking it. You don't police that spiritual area, and you don't start speaking it. You see it says here, therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil. Resist that spirit, and he will flee from you, because we have the authority. So if you just hear this, you got to submit to God. That means you ought to spend some time daily reading the Word of God. And you ought to be reading the epistles, the letter, you say, to the churches. There's where your answer is. Now, I'm not saying you can't go in the Old Testament, but I'm telling you, you ought to be reading the epistles. You see, the Holy Spirit wants us to become that letter. Amen? So when he's working with you, he's getting you to police the spiritual atmosphere, the thoughts in your mind. He's getting you to become a letter of Christ. So when people see you, you can release the promises, you can release the name of Jesus, the blood, and the wisdom and the knowledge of Jesus Christ into people's lives. But you got to submit to God. You got to spend some time with God. You got to submit to God. So I submit to your blood. I submit to your forgiveness. I submit to the mind of Christ. I submit to the name of Jesus Christ. I submit to decreasing and you increasing in my life, Lord Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm going to submit to God. I'm going to submit my flesh to God. I'm going to submit my mind to God. I'm going to submit my finances to God. I'm going to learn to draw everything from God. And when you're saying that, you are policing the spiritual atmosphere, or you're policing the thoughts in your mind. Some people say, I ain't ever going to have nothing. I'll always think, this will always be this way. We won't ever have nothing. Seems like I'm in a battle every day. The reason why you're in a battle, because you ain't taking authority over it. You got to take authority. You got to submit to God. You got to police the spiritual atmosphere. You got to police the thoughts in your mind. I had to do that this morning. Else I had to walk down, I came down to church and walked through the door backwards, say, we're just having a bad day. Well, it's America's birthday, Monday. See, we ought to have a birthday, we ought to have a Christmas every day. We ought to police, we should never take on any harmful stuff from the enemy or low esteem or generational curses or sickness or disease or poverty. My wife, as I said Friday, brought to my remembrance all the things that God's been doing in our life. And she kind of said, she was trying to tell me, and I was trying to make her tell me in the store. She says, no, I can't. I said, oh, you'll forget and I'll never hear it. So when we got home, I said, do you remember it? So I sat there very quiet. Eventually, she told me, and she took me and her all the way back and showed God in our lives after we got saved. I mean, there was some supernatural power of God in our lives. When someone walks in and says, I'm going to sell you a building. Have you got $15? And I'm going to carry it. In that particular month, he walked into my office to sell me that. We couldn't pay the rent that month. He didn't know it. And he had some envelopes in his hand. And I said, what is that? He said, that's all the rents upstairs here. So that month, I didn't have to pay the rent because I owned the building. And I'm going, wow. Well, she brought all that back to my remembrance. See, sometimes we have to go back and count our blessings. And remember that God can do the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he done back here, he can continue doing here. So you police the spiritual atmosphere. You police the thoughts in your mind. And you go on with God. You submit to God. You resist the devil, you see. You should be able to discern those thoughts you're having. See, the enemy wants you down. The enemy wants you into family problems. The enemy wants you into husband problems or wife problems or if you're divorced. The enemy wants you into poverty. The enemy wants you getting so, I'm so lonely. If you really had a powerful relationship with Jesus, you'd never be lonely. Then you can make a decision for a husband and a wife. If you're lonely, don't make a decision. Don't do it. Because you'll make it on that emotion. See? So God would want you to let Jesus fill you up from loneliness and just fill you. See, then you can say, I'm praying for a wife and I'm praying for a husband. That's what happens to people. They may be on the second or third time. They make a decision based on emotions. I got to have a husband. I got to have a wife. Oh, that one looks good. Praise God. You know, God showed me walking with her. Oh, and all of a sudden, the second look, you're walking again by yourself. You know why? The first one you're walking with doesn't work. I tell people, I've been married 53 years. No one wants to tap into that wisdom. I ain't doing all that. I don't want to do it that way. I want my way. That's why people get divorced. Either it's my way or the highway, honey. And you see him or her leave, and all of a sudden you hear this noise. What's that noise in there? I'm packing. And that is the devil. Amen? Hallelujah. So you see, the oil of the Holy Spirit gets us scented like Christ. And the devil don't want to come around us. See, we're releasing that oil, the Holy Spirit. As the word came forward this morning, you're going out in deep water and you're going to shake. You see, that oil, that presence of the Holy Spirit is going to go on people. It'll change people, saints. See, I should, listen, when she was bringing all that stuff to my remembrance, I shouldn't even be alive today. The life that I was living, the gun carrying, the booze, the drugs, joining the Marine Corps, wanting to kill, just all of that stuff is in that stinking thinking. I shouldn't even be alive. Rolling cars over and doing all this stuff, smoking those funny cigarettes. Taking trips. I don't mean with God either. But I've taken many trips with God now. And believe me, it beats anything the world can offer. Amen? But the point I'm saying, God can change you. My mother was in all kinds of religions, and she finally left when I was five and showed back up when I don't know, We were married. Maybe I was in my 30s, whatever it was. Doesn't make any difference. But she was sitting across the table in our kitchen, and she would tell me about the Mormons, and she was telling me about, and I said to her, "You need to be saved." "Well, how do you do that, dear?" "I'm going to show you." My wife said, "Oh, my God." Her mother came to visit us. We went out to do some shopping, came back. She was sitting in the middle of the living room in a rocking chair, and the whole living room was dark. I went over that rocking chair and spun it around. I said, "You need to be saved." "Well, how do you do that, dear?" She's a Catholic, see? The rosary beads, you know, talking to statues and all that stuff. She got saved. My mother got saved. Well, I'm bold with myself. "Ellery, you need to work out your salvation. You need to renew your mind. You need to police the atmosphere. Why are you thinking that way? Why are you still looking back? Why are you running the old film? Who's causing you to do that? You're born again, you're blood bought. Why are you doing that? You got to submit to God. You got to resist the devil. You know what we want? We want to get into the spiritual gifts. And we're so messed up, we wouldn't know. We'll be like that woman running around. It sounded right with Paul, but Paul says, she's of a bad spirit. She's an occult. We got to learn to talk to the spirit saints. Take authority over them. Even our own spirit. You're going to submit to the Holy Spirit. You're going to submit to Jesus. Well, how can you do that? You ain't got to figure out how this works, saints. Just do it. Just do it. Okay. Turn, if you would, to 2 Corinthians 3. 2 Corinthians 3. Two and three. You're not in a hurry, are you? I know this is a long weekend, man, but see, I have to have a wife who's loving and just sent from God, because I'm not into holidays. I'm not into Christmas. Oh, I do it. I go through the motions, but I'm not into none of that stuff. I used to be. If someone goes off a cliff, I'm not into that. They made that decision. I didn't. Well, that's hard. No, saints. You see, the more I get caught up in mostly things, the more the devil's going to run me and rule me. I've got to decrease. Don't you think God's in heaven and he don't, and the Holy Spirit, and he don't see all this stuff going on in the world? You think he's up there going, I said, I want to learn that. Well, people are going to come against you. Well, can I pray about it? See, we all want to be loved. I think I need to go somewhere before I do this. Something just popped into my spirit. Let me find it here. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Turn to Isaiah 53:6. Listen to that now. "How we like sheep have all gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way." What we're doing in church is preaching fleshly things. And now states and governments are saying, "Oh, it's okay to have same-sex marriage. We're turning everybody the wrong way." You see, that's all spiritually influenced by satanic powers and so on and so forth. That's the reason why we got to become that letter saints. We got to become that power of the Holy Spirit here on earth, so we don't give in to that stuff. We don't turn people to their ways. We turn them to God's ways. And that whole anointing and that whole shaking, like that dog, I told you about the dog. You see, that anointing will fall upon people. It'll set the oppressed and the captives free. That's what the anointing is for. Amen? Hallelujah. So, as we are all sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Well, I really believe there's some revelation and light there. Hallelujah. Now back to 2 Corinthians 3:3. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 3:2. And you are an epistle written in our hearts, known and read by all men. How does the world, how does people read us? Did they read us as, you look like Jesus, you got love now? How do they read, how do people read the body of Christ? How does people read Christianity? Well, there's not enough changing going on, you see. How do they read us? If someone's mad at you in public, do you get mad at them? Do you cuss and swear and tell dirty jokes when you're out there? Hallelujah. How do people read you? Do people get around you and they sense a presence of love? Jesus said you'll be known by the fruits. See, we're supposed to become this letter. So when the Holy Spirit is working with us, and it takes a long time to get into this, we are policing the spiritual realm. You see, what I'm thinking, I'm policing that. Because the Holy Spirit eventually trying to get us, I'm submitting to God, I'm resisting the devil. Because the Holy Spirit is trying to get you to become a letter. They want the Holy Spirit wants people to see Jesus in you. See what I'm saying? So the hindering spirit is trying to stop you from submitting to that stuff, from decreasing. The hindering spirit wants you into emotional things, low esteem, and I'll never have nothing, and you're confessing all kinds of different things. That's a hindering spirit. You need to police that spirit, take authority over it. Because he don't want you becoming that letter. He don't want you people to be reading Jesus in your lives. See, this is the battle we're in, saints. It's real. It's as real as you sitting there and me standing here. Then it goes on to say in 3, clearly you are an epistle of Christ. Say, I can do nothing without Christ. Hallelujah. Clearly you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of a living God, not on tables of stone, but on tables of flesh, that is our heart. I want to give you a new heart. I want to change you, you see. But you're going to have to please the spirit realm. You're going to have to submit to God. You're going to have to resist the devil. You're going to have to give in to the Holy Spirit and start discerning what is going on in your life. You know what most Christians today want? They want that, just that duty to go to church on Sunday. Not hear the word, you see. Not hear what the things that I preach and everything, because it'll change you, and people want to be on the fence. And everybody wants to jump into the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And people are not even reading us as a letter of Christ. That's going to plug up the Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes I'm preaching and I can feel heaviness in here. I can feel somebody's been out messing with another spirit and comes in here and it throws cold water on the anointing. I'm not going to hate that person, but we're going to stop and we're going to pray at times. I'm going to lay hands. I'm going to call people out. I'm going to keep on giving them words. I'm going to keep on speaking things, because when that pastor came here Friday, he came here to be set free. He came here to be encouraged, to be refreshed. Hallelujah. And I take no credit for it. It's Jesus. He stopped me from shutting the service down. And I just kind of walking around here, bless you, Jesus. I love you, Lord Jesus. I praise you, Lord Jesus. And I went over here and gave something over here. All of a sudden, I turned around, and he stood out, and I saw it. Something has left you. Didn't get into a whole divorce thing, and so God didn't go there or something like that. Something has left you. Something precious to him has left to him. It was his wife. These women got around her and convinced her to leave him. He said, I think there's something spiritual going on. Really? Duh. See, you constantly got to hear this stuff, saints. You constantly got to submit to God. You got to constantly police the... See, what are you under right now? Are you under some kind of financial bondage? What are you under? You need to police that. Take authority over it. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit has taken us through discerning, submitting to God, resisting the devil, because he wants you to become that letter. He wants you to police the air. He wants you to become that letter. He wants people to see Jesus in you. And you may be ugly. See, everybody isn't walking around going, "Hi, darling. How are you, dear? It was such a wonderful day." Sometimes when you're dealing with those spirits, you get really angry. Not at the person, but at the spirit. Paul spoke to the spirit. You know what we're doing? We're taking Mark 11:23 and we're speaking to the mountain. We're speaking to the disease. We ought to be speaking to the spirit that's causing it. Right? Amen? Well, one person's happy about it. Praise God. Well, are you blessed? Hallelujah. Are you blessed, brother? Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We exalt and praise and worship you, Lord Jesus. Help us, Holy Spirit, to police, Lord, the spiritual stuff around us, Lord, to police the thoughts in our minds, Lord, and help us, Holy Spirit, to step in the name of Jesus and under the blood covenant and take authority over all these things that are going against the body, against pastors, against the members of the body of Christ, the finger, the thumb, and so on and so forth. Help that this message, Lord, will go out on the website, Lord, and set the captives free, Lord Jesus. They'll start becoming a doers of the Word of God. I stand in your presence, my Father God. I stand in the presence of Jesus. I stand by the power of the Holy Spirit. I come to the throne room boldly, Lord, and I ask for your grace and your mercy upon America, Lord, upon Afghanistan and Pakistan, Lord, and Egypt, Lord, and Baghdad and all these places, Lord. Let the word be broken open in there, Lord. Let your power, you are Lord, you are Christ, you are Lord over the universe, Lord. And so we speak over America. We speak over Colorado Springs, Lord. We speak over Creative Faith Ministries. We pray over the body of Christ, Lord. We are placing the spirit realm right now. I thank you, Lord, for the healing of cancer. I thank you for the healing of tuberculosis, Lord. I thank you for healing, Lord, of liver problems and kidney problems, Lord. I thank you for healing, Lord, and delivering, Lord, people from sexual addiction, Lord. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that right now your presence not only here, but it's going out worldwide over the web, Lord, and your word is going forward and it's anointed, Lord, and people are receiving the word of God, Lord, and they're going to start policing and receive your love and receive you as Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, if need be. If they're already saved, Lord, they'll receive the word of God. They'll receive the power of the Holy Spirit, and they'll be free, spirit, soul, and body, because I so prophesy and speak it, Lord. And I'm like that dog out in the water, Lord, shaking, Lord. And I'm shaking off the word of God and the anointing onto the website, Lord. And it's touching millions of lives, Lord. I'm calling those things that are not as though they are, Lord. I can have what I say if I believe it, Lord. My belief is the word of God. My belief is the Holy Spirit. And we thank you and we praise you today, Lord, that souls are being saved from this website, Lord, and people are being ministered to by the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the gifts and the power of your love and the resurrection power. You, Lord Jesus Christ, becoming more Lord over our lives and over the lives of the world, Lord. And America shall be healed, Lord. The Republicans and Democrats will be healed, Lord, from those spirits of that are seducing them, Lord, to spend, Lord, and not have what they're spending, but spending our money, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the Spirit of God of wisdom will fall upon the President of the United States, Lord. We pray over all the military overseas and in America, Lord, that their wonderful price they paid for us, Lord, that you'll bless them and protect them, Lord. I bind the spirit of suicide from the military, Lord, that's coming against the Marines and Air Force and Navy, Lord, and Army, Lord, and Coast Guard, Lord. We just bring them all before you and bind that spirit of suicide. suicide in Jesus' holy name. We free the troops overseas, Lord. We bind those gods in those countries, Lord, those principalities and powers that are trying to control in the name of Jesus. This is happy birthday for America. If I people will pray and turn from their wicked ways, and we're praying, Father God, we're praying in the name of Jesus. We're praying for the troops. We're praying for the country. We're praying for the church. We're praying for America. We're praying for Colorado Springs. And we know that you've heard our prayers, Lord. We're policing the atmosphere. We're policing the principalities and powers. We're trying to control this country and control the body of Christ. And we break their power today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. If anybody needs prayer, don't even think about it. Get up here. Get up out of your pew and come up here now in Jesus' name. If anybody needs prayer for anything, just come up here. Don't say nothing. Just come up here and receive. Hallelujah. God's moving right now. God's moving right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What's your first name, brother? You've been here before. You know you're looking for something? This is what God would have us say to you. It's right in here. It's right inside of you. You ain't got to, now you got to submit to the word of God. You got to resist the devil. But there's something, there's an awakening coming in your life, a spiritual awakening. And you have lacked this for a long time. And you've gone before me, saith the Lord, and brought these promises that you took from my word to me, saith the Lord. But God says today, new beginnings will start. New spiritual awakening will start. There shall be finances coming to your life that you never expected. There's going to be finances coming to your life that you never expected. There's going to be an anointing on your life that you felt like, well, it ain't ever going to happen. But God says, beginning today, you'll be refreshed. It will happen. Thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody raise their hands, close their eyes. Get ready to receive. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Spirit taking from Jesus, giving to your sons and your daughters, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, help me. Hey, your help, of Holy Spirit. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, the breath of God. Get to blow back this way. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. The breath of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the breath of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the breath of God. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the breath of Jesus. The breath of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. The breath of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. The breath of Jesus. Oh, the breath of Jesus. The breath of Jesus. Oh, the letter of Jesus by the Holy Spirit. I speak into these two, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let them be the one that goes deep, Lord. Let them come out of the deepness of God and shake off and let the anointing fly everywhere, Lord. Let the anointing fly everywhere they speak, Lord. Let them shake it into people's lives, Lord. And let them come free by just a drop of the anointing, a drop of your presence will set anybody free. We thank you and we praise you in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I pray over my brother right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, the anointing, Lord. The presence, the perfume of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I'm going to do something. I haven't done this for a long, long time. I've been told by God to do this, so don't say, what does he think he is, the Pope? Just get your mind straight. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen? We love you, Lord. We put it in water. Bring it up here and put it in water. Bring it here. Huh? No, bring the water here because it'll run out the first time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, the presence of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. See? Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Close your eyes and just receive. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Let them receive the anointing, the refreshing, Lord. Let your power come alive. Minds healed, backs healed, livers healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The anointing of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you. Healing flowing. Healing flowing. Healing flowing. In Jesus. You don't need much, saints. All you got to do is believe in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We love you, Lord. Everybody's going to get some, so there ain't no point in hiding. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, the fresh anointing. In Jesus' name, a fresh anointing. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Aha. Jay's sitting back here. Yes, man of God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. These pews, this presence of you, Jesus, in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Give him a clap off him. Love on him. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name. As long as I don't let go of it, knock my teeth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We are blessed, Lord. We are blessed, Lord. Hallelujah. Did I get you? Praise God. Aha. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Jose got a double dose. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, just love on him in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. No, I did. I used it on the floor. I know, I put it on you on the floor. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. To receive something different, you got to do something different. Amen? Amen? I used to have a Bible study, and I used to do this at every Bible study. And the people would say, are you Catholic? No, I'm anointed. I did this to a lady and a guy one time, and they went through two chairs and into a couch. Boom. See, you're going to come out of the river of life. You're going to shake off. And out of you is going to come the word, the anointing, the gifts, and the fruits, and the love of Jesus in the people's lives. Some of you are going to start experiencing, for a short period of time, oil on your lips. The anointing, you see, we are going to become scented of Jesus, the scented Jesus walking around here, and he's going to flow through us. Amen? The oils of God, the oils of the Holy Spirit. I said to a lady one time, there's gold all over your face. And she went home and she looked in the mirror and she says, honey, look at my face. He said, where did mayo do, sprinkle you? Oh, we love you, Jesus. We thank you for this fresh anointing, Lord. We thank you for America, Lord. We thank you for victory. We thank you for spiritual awakening. We thank you for our salvation. We thank you that our names are written down in heaven. We thank you, Lord, that you love us so much. You sent your Holy Spirit inside of us. We thank you for your mind, Lord Jesus Christ. We are redeemed. We are redeemed. And because we're redeemed, we're going to say so, Lord. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. We're not going to lean to our own understanding. We're going to lean to the mind of Christ, the Word of God. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, under the shadow and protection of the Almighty. We are anointed, Lord. We are loved by you, Lord. And we'll be carriers of the anointing, Lord. And we're going to police, Lord, the spiritual realm, those thoughts in our minds, Lord. And we're going to set ourselves free by the Word of God in the name of Jesus. And we're going to set the captives free, because the Spirit of God's upon us. He's anointed us to preach the gospel, to open the blind eyes, and set the oppressed and the captives free. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for that spiritual awakening. And we give you glory and draw all attention to you, because you are the mighty God. You are the resurrection power. You are the Lord. You're the Son of the Most High God. And we thank you, and we praise you, and we honor you, and we love you today in Jesus' name. And everybody said, hallelujah. Praise the Lord.